Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Saturday morning, the day before September 11th. We'll be talking more about that in the next couple of segments. But I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S on the end of it. America, all lowercase. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch. .com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com is Denise Simon. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Mr. Mel on the telephone line, so I'm going to go over there and find out what's on his mind. Okay, Mel, what's going on?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Denise. And good morning, Captain.
Hey.
Yes, hi. As far as 9/11, I'm going to mourn the not mourn the event, but mourn the those thousands of lives that were lost in Shanksville, the Pentagon, and in Manhattan. The reason why I say that is that I'm not sure how you collapse a building by taking out several of the top floors. I mean, if you look at the way the building was structured, it was called a bathtub. They dig down to the rock, to the bedrock of granite in order to get the base columns, the load-bearing columns in a building that size. And I'm going to estimate that the column, the bearing plates of those columns, I'm going to say just estimate, say, 10 foot by 10 foot, probably about 5 foot thick on a base plate of granite to be able to support a structure that of that size. So, just say for instance, now a tree. When you fell a tree, you're not going to have the tree topple by taking out the top branches. You're going to have to take out the base. So that's the reason why I've got some suspicions on how that building collapsed from the top down.
Have you seen the way it was built?
Well, I was an iron worker for 12 years out of iron.
Okay, but you saw the way they built that, right?
Well, yeah, they got below the river level to get to the bedrock to be able to put in the support bearing columns that were going to.
They thought they were going to take it out the first time. I guess it was 1993 when the blind shake. They thought they were going to take it out that time. No.
They did in the garage.
All right, well, let's
I'm, there are certainly questions. Maybe they've been answered and it just didn't get out enough. I don't know, but what was it, Building 3? That one collapsed?
Yeah.
And that one wasn't struck by anything.
Nope.
So, you know, I'm going to continue to scratch my head on some things, and but we are where we are with it. So I guess we just have to kind of leave it there as one of those mysteries that we may not know the answers to, or maybe the answer's out there that I just never saw. But meanwhile, we know that that we had all kinds of failures by the intelligence officials,
yes,
especially the FBI,
yep,
that led up to 9/11. And I think that, you know, the response by Bush was right going into Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
I think all that was good. But then, you know, whether you wanted to say it was nation building or not, because we kind of changed our whole framework, whether you want to argue that case or not, I will say that we are in a situation today where when we left Afghanistan the way we did, we can argue that one too for a while, but
right.
We obviously know that there is a sizable population of Afghanis that did want to be loyal to the United States,
yep,
and they were loyal to the United States,
mm-hmm,
and they did want to live westernized lifestyles.
Yep.
They did want to be educated. The women did want to be educated. They wanted to have, you know, some other kind of living environment, some other kind of culture there other than that under the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
Correct.
So I think in some regards, Bush was right in order to, you know, we kind of went on this win the hearts and minds. Well, they did win a lot of hearts and minds, certainly not enough of them. But the war on terror is going to be argued and debated, I would say, for many years, decades to come. But we just have to remember that we have certainly found out terrorism, the kind of terrorism that's
okay
out there across the
hold
world.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pounty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. They've been saving people money for going on 85-plus years, and they are the second-largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring well over 25 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or call your Geico agent and find what it would cost to get your car insured or your truck insured. Of course, competitive prices are always there. And then, once you do that, you can take a look and see what your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV might cost you, too. And where you really save the money on your car insurance is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance through your Geico policy. Now, when you do that, you're going to find out you will save a bunch of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go on over there. See what they can do to save you money today. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have another caller on the line. It's Backgammon Bob. We'll take him, and then we'll move on to our topic. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Captain. I see it around the country in the deep blue states where they have these laws, like Illinois has now started to get the support cashless bail, that a lot of the criminals are starting to go into the burbs because that's where the money is. I saw where they...
Yeah.
Like four people jumped out of a car, took this woman's purse and stuff. They're going into stores and stuff. And if we're not careful, we're going to start to have to go towards vigilante justice, which is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's already starting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen because people are too afraid. And if you don't let people carry guns, you know, if they prohibit people from carrying guns in these areas, then it's going to devolve into chaos. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, the fact of the matter is that there's already a limited form of vigilante justice going on because a number of women, especially women, are getting firearms permits, concealed carry permits, and you don't want to miss.
I said about a year ago we're going to start having some vigilante justice.
Yep.
Going on because people are going to start defending themselves, and it isn't just necessarily the women, but it's people who have never even considered owning a firearm, much less using it.
Yep.
And in some cases, they're going beyond that and learning. They're taking self-defense classes so they can get out of some kind of a physical contact, because it isn't all just, you know, as they use the term, gun violence.
Right.
Because we're also seeing all kinds of stabbings, too. So this is where it's headed. And, you know, if the Republicans do anything right going into November and then into 2024, they need to be saying that very thing, is that, you know, the word government, whether it's the federal, state, or local, part of the word is govern. And that includes law enforcement, and it also includes the justice. And that is part of governing. And in these Democrat-led cities and states, they're not governing. They're ungoverning, making crime legal.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take it into our, and we're going to end up back in the Wild West.
Yeah.
Yep. All going to be strapped on, thigh holsters and being prepared for anything.
Works for me. By the way, I know a number of ladies that have gone and gotten their concealed carry permit, and they've done it because of exactly what we were just talking about, concern for their safety, because they've had a number of situations where they've had someone come at them in a manner that they thought was threatening. They were able to get in their car and drive off, thank God, but that doesn't always work. Now, a couple things we wanted to talk about. First of all, Jackson, Mississippi. Let me just throw a couple of facts out there. Mississippi is a Republican state, correct?
Right, right.
Their governor is Republican too, correct?
Correct, and he is also the head of the Republican Governors Association.
And we have not heard one word from the federal government about actually doing anything in Mississippi with the extreme flooding that they've been having.
Correct.
So are we playing politics over there?
Of course we are. Now, let's go back a little bit. Remember, what was it, Michigan that had the bad water?
Oh, yeah.
That whole?
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, that, you know, that took the news for days and days and days, and that was a huge crisis. The federal government stepped in. And I said, well, what's happening in the state of Mississippi? Well, because it's Republican, the media doesn't care about it, and neither does the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's obvious, and it's a shame because those people over there are suffering.
Well, they are. I mean, water is coming through the system, but it's mud. It's coming out. So,
right.
There's an additional consequence about the plumbing system from the street to the house and then inside the house. So, I mean, it's an absolute disaster. But FEMA doesn't care. I haven't seen Red Cross do anything. I mean, it's kind of like it's a silent crisis that. You know, Mississippi's not getting the kind of help it needs.
Right. Now, we need to talk about Ukraine, because little old Ukraine is scoring substantial mm-hmm. victories on the battlefield, especially in the vicinity of Kharkiv, according to a Russian-installed official who gave us this report.
In 4 days' time, things have changed in several cities. Kharkiv, Luhansk, and there's another one, Izium. I think it's pronounced. I may get that wrong. But Russian forces were absolutely taken by surprise in a counteroffensive, and several have bailed out. The Russians have just bailed out of some of these cities. Some of them were actually captured. So, you know, a big, huge hat tip to the equipment that we have sent over there. And I don't mind sending the equipment, and I don't mind sending a little bit of money, but we can debate that other part for a whole nother week. But I will tell you that just in the last 4 days in this major offensive shows that Ukraine is getting pretty savvy on the battlefield with this win.
That's absolutely correct. Now, a little old motor mouth over there, the little short fat guy in North Korea is running his mouth again, saying that North Korea will never give up their nukes. Never.
Yeah, well, we know that.
And not just because he says it.
Well, you know, we have some other things that we can necessarily do to neutralize his nuclear weapons program.
Sure.
The things that we seem to not be able to do is his missile program. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget that he's got plenty of them, such that Russia, interestingly enough, is run out of some of their weapons platforms and has gone to North Korea to buy some of theirs.
Correct.
And Russia is also buying drones from Iran, but many of those drones have got major flaws in them and they don't work. So that could be part and parcel of some of the significant gains that Ukraine made in the Luhansk region.
Now, some lawmakers and some Iranian-Americans are asking President Biden to ban the Iranian Mr. Raisi, I guess is the way you say that name, from making an appearance at the UN.
I'm fine with that.
Now, they tried to do that once before with somebody. Was it Ahmadinejad?
Yeah, that was, during the Obama administration.
And it didn't happen.
Correct.
So why should we think it's going to happen now?
We shouldn't.
Okay. All right. I'm with you on that one. Now, here's another one. The New York Governor Walkel has declared a disaster emergency after polio was found in the wastewater.
I'm fine with that, too.
Wow. Polio, of all things. I'll be darned. Okay, I hear the music. Have yourself a great rest of the weekend, and enjoy yourself, and we'll see you on Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great things she has to offer at her website, FoundersCode.com. In the meantime, we're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles is describing his mother's passing as the moment he's been dreading. He was overheard saying that while welcoming new British Prime Minister Liz Truss to Buckingham Palace. He added many others were dreading the time where Queen Elizabeth would pass away. Former Prime Ministers Boris Johnson and Theresa May both addressed their fellow lawmakers at the House of Parliament, remembering the late monarch who was on the throne for 70 years. Tennessee's governor is touting additional law enforcement for Memphis as the city reels from two high-profile crimes.
The people of Memphis have seen the face of evil, and these, along with other members of law enforcement, have met that evil head-on.
Amazon is laying off 160 employees from its telehealth service. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Know. The Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, and we have a special edition of our military and veterans news today in observance of Patriots Day tomorrow, September 11th. But this is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy website, NAA.edu. Two campuses to train you to be an aviation maintenance tech, one in Clearwater, Florida, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 for more. That's 800-659-2080 for more. And this is an interview that I did you're going to hear bits and pieces of played all over SRN this weekend. Here we go.
Captain, you were on the scene for the September 11th attack response. Would you share what your role was on the fire ground and what your initial thoughts were as you rolled up to the scene?
Well, first of all, I started out my day as a fire training instructor at the fire tower over in Brooklyn, where I was training 40 probationary firefighters in the art of initial fire attack. And we started our classroom setting at about 6:30, quarter to 7, and then we went into the fire tower about 7 o'clock, set the tower, it was a 5-story tower, set the tower on fire, top floor first all the way down, and then our job was to put the fires out either from the bottom to the top or the top to the bottom, whichever we chose to do. And in doing so, we had just got nicely started into that evolution when my lieutenant came up and grabbed me by the back of the hose and pulled me out towards the door. He says, come on, pack your stuff. We got to get out of here. I says, what in the hell are you talking about? He says, take a look. And I looked out over the rail, and there was World Trade Center 1 burning black smoke off the top. And I said to him, I says, airplane? He says, yep. I says, was it a big one or a little one? He says, we don't know. Just a plane hit the tower. But we got to go, all hands on deck. I said, well, what are we going to do with the probies? He says, we were told to take them with us. So we loaded my stuff up onto the heavy rescue we had with us with my team that was there. And the probies followed us with the stuff they had, which was basically the uniforms they were wearing and the raincoats they had and the boots they had, because they didn't have much of anything to operate with. They were still in training, just starting out their training, I might add. And we all headed for the Manhattan Tunnel, which is where we were told to stage. And what I thought when I saw the tower burning all the way down to BQE was I actually saw the second plane come in between the towers, the buildings coming up the river, and I saw the plane scoot in there, and then I saw the explosion, the second plane blowing up, and I hit my radio for some reason. I said, my God, we're at war. And then I went into like an all-hands-on-deck attitude. I had to really start thinking about what I was going to do with all these people until I got my orders at the scene.
And let's veer into that. As you watch the towers explode and burn, you know, what was going through your mind, both as a firefighter and then as an American?
Number one, I was deeply concerned for the people that I knew were going to be in that building. On a normal day, they would have 30 to 40,000, maybe as many as 50,000 people there by that time of the morning starting their work. Well, as fate would have it, tower number one had more people in it than tower number two. And there was a traffic jam that was going into the city, which slowed things up a little bit for the people that normally would have been there. Thank God for that problem. But the firefighters, my concern was for the people. How are we going to get these people out on the upper floors? I knew that was going to be a problem, because trying to get somebody off the top floors when you've had a plane go in up above, let's say, the 80th floor, you've got a real problem.
So then as we move forward in the morning, you know, can you describe what you were thinking and how you felt when you actually saw the first tower and then the second tower collapse into the rubble?
Well, it was bad enough watching the first tower come down, because we were sitting, staging, getting all our equipment together, getting ready to go into our assignment area, which was going to be tower number two. And we were getting all our equipment together. One of the things that I was assigned to do was take care of the logistics of all the air tanks we could muster, all the salvage equipment that we could muster, any jaws of life, any pipe poles, any poles, any crowbars, anything that we could use that would help us. And that's what I was doing. And when the first tower came down, we heard this I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of like a waterfall when you get up close and you hear a rumble and then you hear the water. It sounded like that. And then there was this big whooshing noise when it came down, and you could see the cloud coming out through the lower part of Manhattan, which we were not over there yet when the first tower went down. But my stomach literally was probably somewhere down around my feet, because all I could think of was the people, the firefighters, anybody that was in the building. I mean, my heart just turned upside down.
I can only imagine. Now, recently, you were restricted from posting on Facebook for 30 days for posting 9/11 remembrance memorials on your pages. And as a firefighter who was on the scene that day and everything you've just described, and you were injured in the line of duty on that day, can you share your thoughts about a social media entity trying to, quote-unquote, cancel the attacks of September 11th?
Well, first of all, they said that I was trying to incite, not violence, but I was being insightful. That was a word they used for posting, of all things, actual fireground pictures of the firefighters making their way to the World Trade Center, walking through the rubble and the debris and watching the fires in the street and this, that, and the other. And for the life of me, I don't understand what they're thinking. They obviously had someone that was in charge of that department, whatever the heck they call it, that had no clue what the country went through that day and what this sort of stuff means for not only firefighters, but for the families when we post this. It's a part of the healing process. It's part of the bringing people together because people have forgotten. The younger crew in the country has forgotten the way that we felt and how this country came together, the likes of which I have never seen in my lifetime. That was the one time I saw it. I was proud to be a part of it, even though I wound up getting hurt as in a result. But I don't look back on anything I did, and I would have done it over again 100 times if I could do it again.
Well, and that leads to my final question here. You know, having lived through this event with boots on the ground as a firefighter, tasked with saving as many lives as possible, and as an American citizen suddenly targeted by murderous Islamo-fascist terrorism, you know, how do you square how Americans came together in the aftermath of the attacks and how monumentally divided we are now today?
I blame most of it on the mainstream media who's taken the message away from what the result was. The result was America was attacked. 3,000 of our citizens, give or take 100 here, 100 there, were killed not only at the World Trade Center, but also at that field in Pennsylvania and also at the Department of Defense at the Pentagon. And again, the media controls the narrative. And they are trying to get us away from anything that they regard as being divisive, or God forbid if we wave an American flag and say, we want to make America great again. Think about that for a minute. What's wrong with the expression, I want to make my country, America, the greatest country in the place, period, the greatest place in the world. I want to make my country great again, or keep my country great. Well, the firefighters that are out there, the police officers that are out there are being attacked. We can't go anywhere without people coming up to us and trying to do whatever stupid things they're trying to do. And that continues today. But that goes along with the younger generation, with the education that they're getting, the teachers that they've got, the woke this, the woke that. There is no wokeness in the fire service. There is no wokeness in the police service. You rely on the person that's beside you and behind you and in front of you. That's a team. That's a unit. It's not I. It's not me. It's not my. It's we. We do everything as a cohesive unit. That's how we stay alive, and that's how we save lives. And this atmosphere we got today, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. And I want you to think about one other thing, ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to go to our next break, final segment of the show coming up. We have lost, on top of the 3,000 or thereabouts that died that day, we have lost since September 11, 21 years later, over 2,000 people that have succumbed. These are mostly first responders that have succumbed to lung and heart diseases and things related to the stuff that everybody sucked in at the World Trade Center. And that's just a fact. They're not being counted in the tally. They should be. Some of the people weren't even covered because they weren't on roster sheets for the day. And they should have been covered, that is. Whether they were on the sheet or not, because it was all hands on deck. It was a nationwide mutual aid call. I'll be back for the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff. We appreciate you doing that for us. And ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the program, final segment coming up for the weekend edition, Patriots Day weekend show, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and their Moss Nissan division. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into New England, over into Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and then on up into Wisconsin, Minnesota, and all the way down south to Texas and out west to Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. And the reason is pretty simple from where I'm sitting. Part of it is the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all first responders, active and retired, and all veterans too, plus church pastors, get a tremendous deal offered them on their vehicle. Now, you can also get Moss Care for the life of your vehicle, which is free oil changes and tire rotations for as long as you have that vehicle. They will take care of it at Moss. Now, keep in mind, they have locations in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. But coming soon, soon, will be the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida. Now, to be located on State Route 50, just this side of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the road. You come up the ramp from the south to the north, you get off the ramp, and they're right there on the right. You'll see them as you come down that ramp. If you're coming from the west, come under the bridge, look down the right, and you're just past the entrance ramp for the Veterans Expressway on the right. They'll have a great big flagpole, amongst other things. And I look forward to the grand opening because I'll be there when they have it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're probably going to broadcast from there or do some sort of broadcast. But what I want you to do, folks, is to remember, check them out by going to MossNissan.com. Sign up for their email updates they get. God knows there's plenty of them around. MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's the key, the key, the key to getting the white gloves treatment. The captain sent you. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play all of this, but I'm going to try it and see if I can get this audio to work. This is another interview that was done about September 11th, which is going to be on a couple of television stations this weekend here in the Tampa Bay area. See if we can get this to work. And I think it's going to start right now, or just about. It's got a an opening up front to it.
Hi, everybody. I'm retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce. Retired fire department of New York, 30 years in the fire service in New York State. Started out in Oswego, went to Syracuse, and then wound up down at the World Trade Center September 11, 2001. Now, for 20 years, they gave us this. But 21 years later, we still had the taste in your mouth. We still had the sounds every day. We still had the smells that we lived with. And we still remember those 343 brave firefighters that gave up their lives so that 20,000 people, and you heard me right, so that 20,000 people could get out of the World Trade Center that morning. Now, when I got the call, I was a fire training instructor at a tower training some probationary firefighters. I was training them on initial fire attack, which is when you get in a burning building, you have the air pack on, you have the water hose, you put the fire out. All of a sudden, I got a yank on my fire hose, pulling me back, and it was my lieutenant. He says, "Pack up your stuff, we're going." I says, "What the hell are you talking about?" He says, "Pack up your stuff, we're going. Look." I looked out the door, and I looked over, and there was a World Trade Center number one on fire, black smoke coming off the top of it. And I said to him, "So what happened?" He said, "A plane hit it." I said, "Big one, little one?" He says, "We don't know." So we got all this stuff thrown together. We were told to take the probies with us. That's what we call the probationary firefighters, 43 of them to be exact. And off we went down the BQE Expressway to the stage at the Manhattan Tunnel. As we were going down through the BQE coming out of Brooklyn, I saw the second plane come up off my left side and come through the buildings. And all of a sudden I see kaboom, realizing that it had hit something. I didn't realize exactly what, because I couldn't see the second tower from that vantage point. But when we got out the open a little bit more, I saw it was the second tower. I hit my microphone, which was up there on my shoulder, and I said, "My God, we're at war." That came over the transmission that day on the FDNY radios, and you'll hear it if they play it. You'll hear someone say that. That's me. My call sign was 2751, and you'll hear my call sign mentioned several times because of the fact that we were identifying each other. Everybody was calling each other out because we had lost our communications ability with the base operations with the mobiles. So we were all mobile to mobile that day, walkie-talkie to walkie-talkie. That's the way we communicated. Or to our trucks, those of us that still had trucks. Now, we were called to stage at the World Trade Center, or at the Manhattan Tunnel, and Tower number one
pretty fallen when we got the call to go win the tower number two. So my truck, my crew, and my probies all went to tower number two. And before I could even say anything, they grabbed my probies, the chiefs behind me, grabbed my probies, and took them into the tower, which was the last I saw of any of them, because they managed to get in and get upstairs, and I think we know what happened to them. And the only reason that you're talking to me today is because, yes, tower number two came down on top of us, but I made a mad dash to get down off where I was at, between the ground floor and the first floor, going up the steps to get under something. I tried to dive under my truck, which I did. I got under my truck, but I got stuck with my air tank, and only that much of my left foot was sticking out, just enough to where when I got hit by debris, it broke my ankle. There go some of the brothers right there. You hear a siren, just remember somebody's life is about to be saved. So whenever you hear that or see that, keep that in mind. But on that particular day, it wasn't my turn because the way the building came down, Tower 1 came down like this. Tower 2 came down like that. And we had all these little fingers where people were in there, trapped, but they were in there. And we were in a pocket where we had 13 people besides myself included, 13 people. And I was lucky enough to where my lieutenant was with me. I was there. One of our senior firefighters was there. And we had a police officer that was there. Unfortunately, one of the people that was there, a firefighter, died right then and there, right in front of us. There was nothing we could do for him. He was crushed. And he just died, and he says, tell my family I love them. Tell my wife I love her. And that's something to this day I remember. But it was a day that people have now forgotten about. We need to remember what September 11th was like at about 11 o'clock in the morning and the way we felt. Everybody had flags up. We already had the flags. Everybody was ready to go to war. Let's hit these guys and all that stuff. We were even saying in the firehouse. And I managed to get lucky because I basically strapped myself up and said, I'm not done yet. And I managed to get out of the mess I was in after 12 and a half hours. And all I can say is thank God for the aerial ladder that came out over the top of us to reach over into a stairwell to get some firefighters out of a stairwell, because we saw...
All righty. Well, you've been listening to something that you'll see on television this weekend in the Tampa Bay area, a couple different stations that was taken outdoors, and there's a lot of actual stuff going on, as you could hear by the ambulance that came by and whatnot. But please remember tomorrow, Sunday, September 11th, the day that it is, Patriots Day, and remember all those we lost. We will. I'm sure you will. God bless America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.